Jesus Christ, Son, with your permission, Father, I trust you to all. And Torah says like this, with your permission, chapter Yudchet, sentence 1, Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midian Choten Moshe. Yitro heard. Comes the Gemara and tells us, and Rashi brings it, that he heard splitting Yam Suf and the war of Amalek. And that, the Torah tells you, is going to cause that this Yitro decided to come. So comes the Torah, and the Torah describes not only he heard splitting Yosef and the war with Amalek, et kol asher atah Elokim Moshe l'tzolamo. He heard other things as well, about the well of Miriam, about the man, ki yotzi Hashem et Yisrael m'Mitzrayim, et HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Am Yisrael out of Egypt. So the Gemara says, what it means is, that of course everybody heard it, but it means that in his ears, when he heard it, he thought that that was the biggest thing that convinced him, so-called, to do and to take the next step, is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu took Am Yisrael out of Egypt. So it means like this, it means if somebody is going to weigh and to decide what is the biggest thing if somebody wants to talk about coming out of Egypt. Of course, the biggest thing, that's the way all the Chachamim say, is splitting Yam Suf. Of course, it was very hard to leave Egypt. But as hard as it was 30 years before we left Egypt, 200,000 people left Egypt. Shevet Ephraim, they left Egypt, they never got to Israel, they had a war with the Palestinians in Gaza and Ashkelon, and they died, but they were able to leave. Again, even from Russia, even from concentration camps, that people were able to escape. Escaping is, you know, it's hard, you know, but this is a big nation, you can say it was the revolution, but it's hard. But nobody can tell you you can split a sea. Or nobody can tell you you can split a sea, and then all the Jewish people, millions of them, with the Arab rabble, will come to the other side, whatever it means, the other side, and the Egyptians by millions will drown into the water. That's the biggest thing in the world to happen. Nevertheless, that's why I emphasize that this was not the thing that Yitro took it as a sign that he has to take a step and he's going to move out of Midian. That is, whatever the thing that was that convinced him was us leaving Egypt. He says, us leaving Egypt is a very small thing. Even the man, can you imagine, to supply food for millions of people daily, man, from Shamayim. A much bigger miracle than to escape Egypt. Or the well of Miriam to supply water for everybody. Much bigger. You can compare this to leave Egypt. Of course, Pharaoh was a hard person. Of course, Egypt, you know, it's a very hard place to live. You cannot leave just like that. Okay, but it means when you left, you left. But you can't say, you know, now for the next 40 years, you're going to have a supply of food for millions of people daily, every day, and then every taste that you want to taste, you taste in the man. And every taste the Gemara says that you want to taste in the water, you taste in the water. It says this is much bigger thing. So nevertheless, again, the Torah emphasizes, it's called Asher, Piyatzi Hashem et Yisrael Mitzrayim, sentence 1, it says, it's also, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing, it's not the biggest thing. Torah, ויקח את רוחות המשה ציפורה ישות משה אחר שהוא לוחיה. יתרו take ציפורה after משה send back ציפורה to her father. ואת שני בניה אשר שם אחד גשום כי אמר גרעת בת נוחיה. It says he took, יתרו took along Moshe's wife and the two children, גרשום השם אחד אליעזר, תקן אליעזר. ויבוא יתרו sentence 5, חותם משה בן אשתו ומשה המדבר שפונה שם האלוקים. He says he arrived to the desert, comes to Gemara and tells us he should know that Yitro, he lived at the time at Midian. Midian was a very big state or city or town, and he decided he's coming to the desert. Sounds like that he is going to stay in the desert from the Gemara. Even though he didn't bring his family, but the Gemara praises him. that he left his big town and he comes to visit. If he just come for a visit, it's not a big deal. Obviously, he's thinking maybe to stay. Says the Torah, "Vayomer Moshe, ani chotenchah itro ba'elecha v'shtecha u'shnei banei." I'm coming to you, me and your wife and the two children. Says the Gemara that Itro could not enter into the camp because of the cloud on top of the camp. Therefore, he sent a messenger, he shot an arrow, that he is here. So the Gemara Moshe is not coming out. Not coming out, he doesn't want to come out of the cloud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Moshe, please go see your father. He's waiting outside. But really, Moshe does not want to go. Hashem tells him, go visit him. Go say hello to him. So the Torah, Vayetem Moshe likat chotno, Moshe goes to see him, Vayishtachu, he bowed down to him, Vayishaku, he gives him a kiss, Vayishalish shalom, he says hello to each other, Vayibor HaOla comes to Gemara and says, Moshe takes him into Bet Knesset, into Bet Medrash. Vayisapir Moshe lechotno kol asher 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 nefaro mitzavos Yisrael, and Moshe decided he's going to tell Yitro whatever happened to Egypt. Well, he knows everything. He says, Vayishma Yitro. He says, what do you think he doesn't know? It's a few weeks ago already. Everybody heard. I said, by the way, Yitro himself was in Egypt. Yitro was one of Pharaoh's advisors, and he was there, and he knows what happened. Nevertheless, the Torah tells you, Moshe tells you what happened to Egypt. It calls to Hashem and Tata Medir by Yitzirim Hashem. He tells him what happened with Chemet Amalek. He tells him, you know what happened, and what do you mean? I know. What do you mean you don't know? He knows everything. He heard it. He heard it. That's why he came. The Torah says, Ishma Yitro, because he heard it. So Moshe can't tell him anything. I know, I heard it. Yam Suf, I heard it. So the Torah says, no, Moshe is going to tell him this. So what do you mean Yitro? Yitro said this, Moshe, I know it already. That's something he has to tell me. The Torah says, no, Moshe told him. What did Moshe tell him that he did not know before? Says the Torah, Vayichad Yitro al kol davar she'asa Hashem l'Yisrael, Yitro was very happy. That's one of the explanations. Hashem yitzilo miyad Mitzrayim, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Am Yisrael from the Egyptians. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem. Yitro said, thank God, Hashem yitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim miyad Paro. Thank God, it saved you from the Egyptians, from Paro. Hashem yitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim, it saved the nation. Atay adati, now I know, ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elokim. Now I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest. How did I realize it right now? Kiva davar shazadu aleim, says the Gemara the following. The Gemara says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually, the way he punishes people, it's called midah keneged midah. What you did, if you can figure out the punishment, you'll know what wrong you did. Or the opposite as well. If you know what wrong you did, you should expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you very similar to what the act that you did against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitro says, you know, I remember in Egypt, the Egyptians threw the babies into the Nile. It says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called threw the Egyptians into the water in Yam Suf. They're all drawn. It means now I know this is the real God. Excuse me. Until now, the Gemara says, Yitro eventually is going to convert in a minute, but so-called before his conversion, he tried all the kind of religion before, and now after Moshe tells him the story, he stands up and says, thank God that he saved you. Now I know God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the greatest. This is how do you know? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Egyptians. So, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest. That doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest. Well, first of all, it can be like, you know, a coincidence. You know, it's a coincidence, you know. Am Yisrael went to the Yam Suf and the Egyptians went afterward. It happened, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu drowned them into the water. If they would cross a land and they would be in Haiti, they'll have an earthquake. I said, how do you know because of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest? Besides, if you remember, in Egypt, besides what Pharaoh threw the babies into the Nile, Pharaoh took some children and put them into the walls. Pharaoh took some children and slaughtered them and took a bath in their blood. It says there is no punishment for that. You don't get any punishment for that. It says only power was thrown into the water. How about the power has to pay what he did when he took the children and put them in the war? There's no punishment. So how do you know? He says, God is the greatest. He says, why is the greatest? Because he pays back whatever you did. He says, there's no punishment for that act that he did. So he's not the greatest anymore. And besides, you don't say, no, God is the greatest because he did this. How do you know? Maybe somebody is greater than him. So now you see, so okay, fine, maybe there's another religion. You don't know if that's all the religions that in the world, those are the ones that you already know. Maybe you find something else. Because you know, because God, you assume that God did this, God is the biggest. No, there's another God maybe. Maybe in China you find another God. How do you know that God is the greatest? Just because he threw the Egyptians into the water. And just getting the answer is not enough. And just bringing man to the whole nation daily is not enough. To bring water for the whole nation, for millions of people, is not enough. And all the time according in Egypt is not enough. This is that thing. That's what caused them to believe. It says, Dito, you believe in God? He said, yeah, I believe in God. He said, why do you believe in God? He said, because God punished back the Egyptians the same way they did to the Jewish people. So that's the only truth that you have. It says, all the other things that Moshe did and what Hashem is doing is nothing. That will convince you. ויקח יתרו חותן משה ולא עוזר זוכים לאלוקים. He takes, you know, after he made himself a bit מילה, then he takes some kind of sacrifices. יבוא ארון כל דגני ישראל לכל לחם חותן משה ולא אלוקים. They all join him, so-called in Suda Brit Mila. That says they're all sitting down and eating. Okay, so when you read the Torah, it sounds, you know, like if I would say a newspaper. And they, you know, eat all the emotions when father-in-law comes. Says, I really don't care less. What do I have with this guy? I don't want to know him. It's not my business. It's not Torah. It's not even Medrash. I don't want to know. What's Moshe's uncle? What's Moshe's brother-in-law? What's Moshe's neighbor? This is not Torah. What do I need the whole paragraph here? What do you have to know? What do you learn from this? A Tito, he decided to bring the Tzipora and the two children. Who cares about it? I don't really care about it. So when Yitro arrived, there's a machlok in the Gemara, if he arrived before Hashem gave us the Torah, or maybe even arrived right after Hashem gave us the Torah. It's not proof for either one. The machlok in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, they don't know. But one thing is for sure, the next sentence that we're going to learn, this really for sure happened much later. So the Gemara, Ba'im Mimochorat, it says the next day. So the Gemara, next day after what? Not next day after his arrival. So the Gemara, it's the next day after Yom Kippur. What it means like this. So if you remember the dates and how it went, and since we came out of Egypt was Pesach, and on Shavuot, 49 days later, we got the Ten Commandments. 40 days after Shavuot, we did the Golden Calf. And 80 days after, we did the golden calf. This was Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Moshe came down with the second set of the Luchot downstairs. This was on Yom Kippur. Moshe arrived back to universe with second Luchot on Yom Kippur. Comes the Torah and says, Vayhi Mimochorat, the next day after Yom Kippur. So we jumped. We didn't even get the Torah. Soon the Torah will tell you later that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming on Har Sinai, and he's going to take commandments. So the Torah is not in order. But maybe because so-called we talk about it, or the Torah wants to tell you something else that's going to happen because of this guy. But really, it's not important for me to know anyway, but here the Torah will tell you. You should know there's a date. What's the date? You know what it means? It means the day after Moshe Rabbeinu came with the second set of the Luchot, I'm going to tell you a story. Okay, what is the story? It says the next day after Moshe arrived from Har Sinai, he says with the second set of the Luchot, it's Yom Kippur, and he's going to tell Israel a lot of things. He's going to tell them to make the Mishkan, he's going to give them the instructions, he's going to tell them about Shabbat. This is Parshat Vayakeh later, if you remember, and is sitting down, so-called, to judge the nation. From the morning to the evening, Yitro sees what his father-in-law does, he says, what are you doing to the nation? Madua, why are you to Yeshua Vadiha Bukhalam Tawilha in the book of says you by yourself do the whole job and you the whole nation, lines of people standing and trying to get you help? He says, Moshe Rukhotno Ki Abulayam Rosh Elokim. He says first they come to get blessings, says the Rambam. The Ramban says they will come to get blessings for me. And then sentence 16. Sometimes they have disagreement. But I tell them what the laws are, what the mitzvot. I say, this is my day. Again, this is one day after Yom Kippur, and Yitro already so cool is trying to educate his son-in-law. So with all the respect, Mr. Yitro, the other respect is it's only a month or two or three or four that you just converted. He used to be a priest. So with all the respect, you know, your son-in-law, with all the respect, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, probably you heard what he did to Egypt. Probably you heard, you must have heard, and that's what you said yourself, that you heard Kirat Yamsuf, you heard the Amalek, you heard about the man, you heard about the well, you heard about the cloud, you heard about it. So you're going now to criticize your son-in-law. Well, you know, usually every father-in-law thinks his son-in-law is not as smart as him. But that's a joke, man. So in Israel, that's why I came to America, you know. I'm sorry to tell you, I'm Israeli, really. But I'm not embarrassed because I'm in this house. So I can talk about the Israelis. So you know, when I got married to my wife in Israel, I came to America right after the wedding. I became a teacher, rabbi, in New York for 1 year, and I went to Israel. So before I came to America, they told me, listen, you go to America. So I don't know if you know, I didn't know my father-in-law so well. He just came to the wedding. I mean, I knew him before, but I haven't had a chance, you know, really to talk to him. You know, he said, you know, your father-in-law, you come to America, so probably, you know, he will try to Americanize you. He's going to tell you, this is not good, this is not good, this is not good, you know. You don't know how to behave. Israeli, chutzpah, this, you know, it doesn't matter. Be ready. So somebody, you know, says, I want to give you a tip. Get your father off your back. When you come to America, he says, you know, before, you know, Shalom Bayit will start, you know, to shake, and your father-in-law will, you know, butt in and just tell you advices. So I tell you what you tell him. He says, you come from America, probably your father has a car. So you know, you're going to start driving like an Israeli, you know, 80 miles in Patterson. My father is in Patterson, New Jersey. So probably you're going to drive like an Israeli. And your father-in-law will tell you, listen, what is this? Let's say you drive in Israel. I mean, in America, they don't drive like this. So that's how you're going to answer him. He says, dear father-in-law, you don't like the way I drive? So you say no? No. And he's going to tell you, listen, how old are you? He says, 23. I says, how long are you driving? I says, 2 years, a year and a half. I says, well, let me tell you something. I have 4 years of experience. And listen, what I tell you, you don't drive like this. I says, you tell him one thing. I says, what do you tell him? You say, listen, I have a year and a half of experience of driving. You have 1 day experience, and then you repeat 4 years the same mistake. That's what Yitro is. He comes here, he tells me, Moshe, what you doing? What am I doing? My name is Moshe Rabbeinu, what am I doing? What am I doing? Can you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline? Can you do anything? Let's see. You try. You try to do 1 day to the nation. Let's see how you supply them food, how you supply them water. Let me see how you're going to take them into the desert. So it all says, listen, you're not good, you don't know what you're doing. You're going to die. Forget about it. You're going to die and the nation will die. So you tell me? Tell me. But it's a blessing. You tell me what I'm going to do. You cannot do it by yourself. Listen, my dear father-in-law, please. You want to be my guest? Sit in your home, go sit to him in the back. Don't tell me if I'm doing right or doing wrong. Besides, I try to do what Hashem wants me to do, they can't tell me. I said, Atash Mabakuli, Itcham, you look at Machas, he told me, listen, you think I'm kidding? Call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send him a text message. Ask him, if I'm wrong, I'm right. I said, what I tell you is, you, you're going to be in front of God. It says, if you have any big questions, you bring it to Hashem. I said, please go choose good, real, honest people. It means, of course, Jewish is very hard, of course. He says, go try to find them. They should be the judges. This is such a hard case. Or the Samson. Then bring it to you. Little things, you should put to him. Listen to me. You do what I tell you, you'll survive. Everything will be okay. Listen to what I tell you. If you're not going to listen to me, you're a dead man. I said, listen, my dear father-in-law, my name is Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you trying to tell me? You think I don't know what I'm doing? Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took the advice very seriously, and he did what Yitro told him, and I will tell you. He went and he told the people, Very strange. This guy is smarter than Moshe, and something more, so-called, very strange, the Torah tells you this. Why the Torah has to tell this story? What the Torah wants to embarrass Moshe? The Torah wants, so-called, to elevate Yitro. I really don't care about this guy. Who is this guy? Comes Ari and says, look, if you turn the pages, the Sefer Bamidbar, if you have Chumash, Hamishah Chumash Torah, if you have Parashat Baalotcha.
Parashat Shmu.
Hashem, what is the Klum? The Mishwa Tzaya, the Lord Dignas Adam. It's the Lord Klum. Parashat Baalotcha, the Torah tells us, This is chapter 10, sentence 29, Parashat Baalotcha, Sefer Bamidbar. It says, this is a continuation of what we just learned. So this is after the golden calf, but before we send the spies. So at that time, Moshe and Am Yisrael had hoped to be going to Israel. It says, then Moshe goes, Moshe goes to Yitro, and it says, he calls him Chovav, because he loves the Torah, he loves Hashem. He says, we're going to Israel. He says, please come along with us. He says, whatever is going on over here now, in this parasha, that Yitro comes and gives the advice, and says later, the Am Yisrael did the golden calf, or maybe it is already after the golden calf, and so they're going to build the Mishkan. After they're going to build the Mishkan, Moshe is going to tell himself, we're going to Israel, and he goes to Yitro, are you coming with us? I said, if you come with us, we're going to give you even a little property over there. Even though that he doesn't deserve anything, because he's not part of the tribes, Moshe said, I'm going to give you something. I'm not going. I have some business to take care of, I'm not going with you. Okay, listen, father doesn't have to listen to his son-in-law. Doesn't. Okay, he doesn't want. But Moshe is begging him. It's very strange. But Moshe, were you begging him? So Moshe continues, please, my father-in-law, don't leave us by ourselves. So what is the problem? It says, you are the eyes of Am Yisrael. You are the eyes, what do you mean you are the eyes of Am Yisrael? There's a cloud. There's Moshe Rabbeinu, there's an open line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any question he wants, any direction he wants to take, Hashem tells him, make a right, make a left. You don't need a GPS. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, you are the eyes of Am Yisrael. I am the eyes of Am Yisrael. How do I have the eyes of Am Yisrael? What do you mean the eyes? What do you mean the eyes of Am Yisrael? What does it mean the eyes? If you think about it, what do you mean the eyes? You the eyes of Am Yisrael. I'm the eyes of Am Yisrael. Why? Why am I the eyes? Because I gave you an advice, I'm an eye. So Moshe continues, says, Vayaki Yitelech Imanu, says, please go with us. Says, please, we're going to give you a piece of real estate in Yericho. Please, I'm begging you. He doesn't even answer him. He's not answering the Torah. Moshe talks to the wall. Moshe talks to the wall, Yitro takes his bag, he goes to the airport, flies back to Midian. So why do you have to know this story all together? Why did the Torah have to write it all together? And what's the secret to this verse? Comes the Gemara and praises this guy Yitro. Excuse me, the tea is very good, Mr. Levy. Last week I didn't have a tea, Mr. Levy. He went on a vacation last week, so I got no tea. I think next time, Mr. Levy, before you go on vacation, you should give tea for the people. That's good tea. Comes the Gemara and prays that this guy Yitro. Gemara says, you should know, Yitro was one of the advisors of Paro. Paro. In Egypt, Paro had three advisors, with Yitro, Bilam, and Yob. And one day he called an emergency meeting and says, I would like to get rid of the Jews. Said the Gemara, before he finished the sentence, Yitro said, I have to go downstairs, I want to buy a cigar. He goes downstairs, he calls up a taxi, he goes to the airport, he flies to Midian. Yitro Shebarach. He ran away. Paro is waiting in his room. So over there is only Iyov and Bilam. Iyov saw Yitro is not here. He said, I have no comment. Do what you want. Bilam said, kill them. He said, the Gemara, Bilam, because he said, kill them at the end. If you remember Parashat Hukat, Parashat Matot, he got killed. Iyov did not say anything against he will suffer. He said, Iyov will suffer all his life. And Yitro Shebarach, Yitro, because he ran. Zachu banav liyot miyeshvei lishkat agaz. He says the Gemara, in Bet HaMidrash, just before you enter Bet HaMidrash, was a big room. It's called Lishkat HaGazit. Over there you used to see the Sanhedrin, the biggest Supreme Court of Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, you went inside and you looked at the rabbis over there, the judges, they sit over there. It says, you know, a lot of the people that were there were descendants of Yitro. As a reward for Yitro, because he ran away from Paro, therefore his children had the merit to be judges, not just regular judges. Judges in Lishkat HaGazir, inside Beit HaMikdash was the court, the Supreme Court that said inside. Was another Supreme Court that said outside Beit HaMikdash. It says the children of Yitro, the biggest. By the way, one of Yitro's great-grandsons is Rabbi Akiva. He says, what is this? Because he ran away. What means he ran away? He ran away. So he ran away. So he ran away, so your children will be in the Olympics. No, they're not right. But this has to do to become a judge. Because the grandfather ran away, they're going to become a judge. They're going to be in the Sanhedrin, become judges. In 3.5 weeks is Purim. We all do know that the Purim starts, Megillah starts, the first chapter, this was the party of Achashverosh. The party of Achashverosh, the Megillah will describe the party. The party took, the Megillah will tell you like this, that Achashverosh decided to make a big carnival. First, he made 180 days, 6 months. For everybody. And then the Megillah will tell you he made, and now after the 180 days everybody left, he made a new party, 7 days party. For the people in Shushan. And the Megillah will describe you, you know, how great this party is. It says the drinking, the drinking, the drinking.
But to read the Megillah, 180 days of party, it doesn't mention anything about food.
What is it serve? Steak, rice,
something.
Nothing in the Megillah. This is nothing else. This is a party, usually of music or something. I mean, you describe the scenery, the palace, the place, the garden. It says, what did they do? The Torah, the Megillah will tell you, they drank. They're drinking. It's only wine. There was no Shiva's figure, no wild turkey, no vodka, no arak, wine. Everybody drink wine? Wine, wine, wine. The Megillah will emphasize you. Besides to you, that the drinking, the wine, but whoever wants to drink, let them drink. Kirtson Ishmaish. So the Hashverot said, you know, don't force nobody. Okay, what they not make it, they do force, they don't force. It says, on the seventh day, that Hashverot's score cord was a little bit high. Doesn't say that he was drunk, he was high. אמר לביד ושתי, אמר לביד ושתי, ופניו בחתר מלכות. ושאלת החשבורש decided to bring ושתי, he wants to show off that he has a very pretty wife. And so that happened on the seventh day. It seems like this. It's a carnival 187 days. On the seventh day, all of a sudden, he drank too much. It says, look, the party goes already for 187 days. It says, until now, he's okay, he can drive. He's not under BWOU, I don't know what to say. 187, he's so-called high. So-called high, so when he's high, he said he wants to have Vashti coming, but she should not wear proper clothing. Question is, you know, he wants to show off, according to America, Miss America. He wants to show Miss America. Comes the Gemara and says that she doesn't want, because the Megillah says she doesn't want, because an angel came from Shamayim, Gabriel, and attached a tail to her. Can you imagine? A lady goes on the street, she has a tail. It's very strange. Very strange, and she doesn't want to come, but then, you know, Ahasuerus will be upset. And he will call an emergency meeting of his seven advisors, and they'll kill Vashti. And of course, the purpose of that chapter is to tell you that the next chapter, chapter 2, Ahasuerus is going to look for a new wife, and he's going to choose Esther. Esther is going to be in the palace, and then how the story goes later and later and later, Ahasuerus will marry Esther, and Esther will save the Jews. Of course, I really don't have to know this chapter. This chapter is really for nothing. As is the main thing is you want to tell me that Ahasuerus is going to marry Esther. So, I tell you what. Says, Ahasuerus had a wife. Monday he got a phone call from O.J. Samson. And says, you want to get rid of your wife? Finish. And you hire a lawyer. And the queen is not there. And then Esther is coming. He comes to tell me about the party, that he got the high, that he drank. It's really, Megillah nechtevah beruach HaKodesh. Megillah is not a history. The Megillah was written by Mordechai and Esther beruach HaKodesh. It's like a prophecy. He says, why do you have to tell me the whole story, the scenery, everything looks so good, and this, it takes 187 days, and then he drinks, and then because he drinks, he wants to see his wife. He wants to show off with his wife, and then he's not going to come, and then he's going to be upset. I says, why do you have to know it? I says, the Megillah should have started. And he had a wife, Vashti, and she died in a crash in a tunnel in England. And this was the end of it. And now, we got Esther. When it's finished, you have to know, he got drunk, he was about to get drunk, and then she doesn't want to come, and Gabriel is going to make her pay. Come to the Gemara tells you, you know, what day was it that he got drunk? Not drunk, high. The Gemara says it was Shabbat. Shabbat. So, what do you mean Shabbat? What does Shabbat mean that he did Kiddush? What does it make? What does it make? What day was it? The Gemara says, the Megillah tells you, Bayom HaShvi'i Ketov LeVamelech Bayayin. It says, if somebody is going to ask you, when this happened, that the Ahasuerush asked for Vashti to come to the party and she did not want, this was Shabbat. And it says, so? Big deal, so? And it could be Sunday also. No, she knew it was on Shabbat only. Okay. Come to Chachamim and say, you know, the party really started Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if you count 180 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the 180 days finish the third day of Chodesh Tishrei. Then if you add 7 more days for the party, for the people of Shushan, is Yud Tishrei. This is Yom Kippur. So if somebody is going to ask you, what was the day of the week that Ahasuerus took too much wine? The answer is Shabbat. If somebody is going to ask you, what was on the calendar, the day of the month, that day Ahasuerus drank so much, I know it was Shabbat. What was being the date of the month? He says, this was Yom Kippur. He says, Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbat that year, Ahasuerus drank too much, and that caused the whole party to end up with a tragedy, but she doesn't want to come. He says, what's behind it? So comes Dari and says like this, you know, twice in Shacharit, when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we emphasize that we want only to have and to do what He wants. What it means like this. Now Chafetz Chaim says you should know, it's like your son comes and nags you all the time. Daddy, I want you to buy me a car. No, I don't buy you a car. Daddy. So your father says, buy him already a car. I'm getting a headache from him. Get him a car. You don't want to give him a car. He nagged you, he begged you. And he didn't leave you alone. He says, Chafetz Chaim, you can do the same thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can nag him, listen, I want to buy this, I want to sell this, I want to do this business, I want to invest in this. And you can be sinless. Never did a sin in your life, says Ari. Never did any bad thing in your life. Not only that, you're going to say Tehillim every day, the whole book. You're going to sit with Talit and Tefillin the whole day. You can do Tanit every day. You say Tikkun Chatzot. You perfect Shalom Bayit with your wife. Everything perfect. You beg the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Hashem, I want to buy this business. I want to serve this customer. You beg him, you pray. Baruch Hashem, you got it, you're happy. Hashem helped me. Hashem answered my prayers. You see, you got to be holy. You got to be holy, pure. Hashem gave you. So you made the first sale to the customer. The customer took the merchandise. He paid. Second time, third time, fourth time, he's bankrupt. Chapter 7, you lost everything. How can it be? And never did a sin in his life, Zari. Sinless person. What happened? Zari, I tell you what happened. It was your will. You nagged the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much. You begged him so much. I said, okay, you want it? Okay, get it. If you ask me, if I want it, well, just a hint. And he says, I won't tell you something. If you remember, it says in Parashat Dvarim, it's Parashat Shlach, Am Yisrael came to Moshe and nagged him. We want to send spies. But the Kribune like Kulchem. We want to send spies. Moshe called the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. He says, they want to send spies. Hashem said, listen, Moshe, I don't advise you. Moshe said, look, they're on my back. They don't leave me alone. What should I do? Hashem said, you know what? Okay, they want, go ahead. From that thing came the whole default. We stayed in the desert 40 years because Moshe agreed to the nagging of Am Yisrael that he nagged Chokor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Chafetz Chaim, you might nag HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beg and beg and beg, Hashem will give it to you, but it's not what he wants. If it's not what he wants, it's not good for you. If it's not good for you, it's a backfire to you. It's not on the spark, but it's not in the wood. You sins, you sinless. It says, no, you are sinless. I went to Kotel, and I prayed Marat HaMachpelah, and I came to Baruch Shalimenu, Baruch Hashem, I need a shiduch, I want a wife. And I told Baruch Shalimenu, listen, I want this girl comes from such a good family. This, you know, if Hashem, if you give it to me, please give me this, I do this, you know. You come to Bethlehem, America, I said, huh? Shatran called you, huh? Yeah, the girl is waiting for you. Got married? After you got married, she throws plates on you. What happened? What happened? Your father, her mother, her cousin, but you don't get along with the family. What happened? I have no idea what happened. I said, Hashem did not want you to marry this girl. You wanted to marry this girl. You're on your own. You wanted to go to that business. You're on your own. You want to serve this customer. You're on your own. Says Ari, no. Says Ari twice, Shacharit mainly. As soon as you see what it means, how it goes through the whole tefillah. That we say every time we start the Birkot HaShachar, we say, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. I hope this is your will. That's the way you should pray to Hashem. If this is your will, I should buy this house. If this is your will, I should marry this girl. If this is your will, please. Not that I want to do this. Hashem, please help me. This is the house I want to buy. Please, Hashem. Oh, you want it? Go ahead. Not that I want it. I don't want it. But you want it. So you want me to agree with you. So it's your will. It's not my will. That's all the Hiraton, all the town will say. It says the Hiraton means in Hebrew, I hope it's your will. So Zari, in Avat Olam, also, La'asot Retzoncha Belevav Shalem. In the Valley of Zion, we say the same thing. ברוך על הקדוש שמרנו לכבודו ולנדין, מבטח לנו תורתו, יסמין לבטו ביתו, לעשות רצונו ולעובדו בלב אבשר. He said, if you want to be successful in your life, and not chas v'shalom ever to have so-called a default, is from the first moment you don't say, I want. He says, I want to do what you want. I don't want to convert. What I want to do is, I want to convert because Hashem wants me to convert. So the Gemara, Yitro is the only person, I don't know if ever, but at that time at least, says the Gemara, that Yitro was the guy, kind of a guy, that when he decided he wants to convert, it's not because he checked all the religion and he decided that's the best one. He says, that's the best one for me to choose, is not because I think, you know, this makes sense. This religion, it doesn't make sense. This religion doesn't make sense, so this makes sense. He says, this is very low level of a convert. A real convert, he says, you know, I want to convert. You know why? Because when Hashem came, before he gave us the Torah, first he went and he asked other nations, would you like to take the Torah? Would you like to accept the Torah? He says, what do you mean, what it means? He says, it's Hashem's will that you should also accept the Torah. They said no. He says, a convert means, you remember Hashem wanted me to accept the Torah? And he says, yeah, you know, I accept the Torah because Hashem wants it. And this is Mishnah Pesei Avot says, Batel Retzoncha Mipnei Retzono. Cancel your will because of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not it you want. It's you want, maybe first of all you're not going to get it. If you get it, you might so-called force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to you. But it's not what Hashem wants you to do. Or Hashem doesn't want you to have it. This is the rule of mother. This is the Trokhan the Gemara says, shame on all of us. Shame on Moshe, all of Israel, says Gemara. So Gemara, what shame? It says, see, Yitro is the first one that said Baruch Hashem. When you read Al Yashir last week, or we say every day in Tefillah, you see Al Yashir, the old thing. I said, so what do you say? What do you say? Hashem did this, Hashem did this, Hashem did this, Hashem did this. It's what you say. So the Gemara, shame on Israel. No one stood up and said, thank God. No one. The first person that says, thank God, is Yitro, Baruch Hashem. Says, Ari, you know what the battle of it is? It says, Yitro, all the time, he has in his head one thing. What does Hashem want? Not what I want. Hopefully Hashem will agree with me. This is how high this person is, and that's what the Torah says you should know. This guy is so important person, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, I understand you don't want to go outside the cloud. I understand you have a big, you know, it's a big position, a big responsibility that you have. But this guy, your father-in-law, that he is outside the cloud, he is special.
He is the real convert. There is no one else like him. Please go greet him. Says the Gemara, Moshe goes outside. Says the Gemara, Olam Israel following Moshe. This is a very strange thing. Moshe goes out of the cloud. Says the Gemara, you know what respect it will have. There's so millions of people going to greet him. Says the Gemara, who cares about it? This is no, it's a role model for you to know what you should have in your mind, what is the thing that's going to make you so-called successful in your life, is when you start thinking this way. It says, I want to do something, I want to go here, I want to do this, I want to do this. It says, well, before you say you want to go, you want to do things right, does Hashem want you? Does Hashem want me to move? Does Hashem want me to go? Does Hashem want me to buy? Does Hashem want me to sell? That's the first thought that you have. You should know the OU, when they open the OU. So there was the guy at the head of the OU. I don't remember his name. I think his name was Mr. Rosenberg. Rabbi Rosenberg. So at the meeting on the OU, I don't know, I have to ask Rabbi Ginak if he's still doing it today. So that's how the OU started. It's just this meeting of a few people. And this rabbi, I think his name was Rabbi Rosenberg, if I'm not mistaken. I may have a mistake, I don't remember. He used to say, we're here to know what Hashem wants us to do. Now, let me hear what you have to say. He says, who is the first one, so-called, who is the role model for this? Yitro. That's what the Gemara says. That's how powerful it is. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, his name was Yeter. Yeter means extra. This is extra. What this guy? This guy is going to teach you something you didn't know. He says, he's the biggest Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, this is the day after Yom Kippur. Day after Yom Kippur, Moshe sits down and judges the people. Judges the people. He told him, he says, what are you doing? You're going to die. He says, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, it's true. You're Moshe Rabbeinu. But quote unquote. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what's going to happen. He says, soon, they're going to ask you, they're going to make you to send spies, and you'll agree, and you're going to get stuck here for 40 years. You're going to die in the desert, they're going to die in the desert. You know why? Because they don't want to do what Hashem wants. They want Hashem to agree with them. They're going to be a default. It's going to be a tragedy. The spies will come back. They say, Israel is not good. They're all going to die in the desert. Me? I'm going back to my nation. This is because I know what Hashem wants to do, because that's the way I behave. All my life, I want to know what Hashem wants me. Hashem gives me the messages. I know, I'm not saying him. Moshe begs him, if you remember Parshat Baruch Ha, Moshe said, listen, stay with us, please, listen. He says, you're going to be our eyes. Says the Gemara, the eyes of Am Yisrael are the judges. The Imeinei Aedah, the Torah called the judges, the eyes of Am Yisrael. It says Moshe Rabbeinu to Yitro, you really are our eyes. Yeah. Says, if I am your eyes, I know I'm not staying with you. Because I know what's going to happen. In a few minutes, you're going to send spies and you're going to get stuck here in the desert. Moshe begs him, please, we know who you are now. He says, what do you know? You taught us. You taught us that I cannot be a judge by myself. So what is the judge? Says, the judge, the Gemara says, when you go to a judge, it's not the book, it's not the laws. The laws that we have is because we know this is the will of Hashem. That's what the judge is all about. It says the Gemara, you know, Yitro, he ran away. Yitro ran away from power. It says, you know what it means. Yitro, what do you mean he ran away? He ran away because he thought like this. What does, whatever it means, if it's the time he used to do Avodah Zarah, he says, what is my God, whatever he is? He says, I worship Avodah Zarah. I worship Buddha. I worship statues. I worship anything. He says, I believe this is my God. So what does it mean, I worship my God? Worship my God is, I want to do what my God wants. Not that I worship God, I believe in this God, and then I hope this God will agree with me. That's not called worshiping God. It says, Yitro ran away. Hashem says, you know what? You ran away. It says, your great-grandchildren are going to be judges. Because that's what judges are all about. The judge, when he judges, it's not what he thinks right. It says, he has to judge, says the Gemara Matthias Nazrin, what Hashem thinks is right. So the Gemara says, that's what it is. So Yitro gets his concept. So Zari, look what happens. Says, Yitro heard Kriyat Yam Suf, he heard everything. He says, well, I personally think It says coming out of Egypt is the biggest. This is why. How do you figure out this? I cannot tell you because I knew Paro very well. At the end, I heard on the news that Paro so-called changed his will. He said, go. It's not that you ran away. 30 years ago, the Jews ran away, 200,000 people ran away from Egypt. He said, okay, so, you know, maybe the guy was a big tzaddik, maybe he was a magician. So, he says, to come to a place like Egypt, the Paro, he said, I'll never let you go. Okay, so if Paro was killed, if Paro died, and you left Egypt, okay, which means Hashem, you know, is a kind of religion, is a power, okay. But you know what happened? All of a sudden, Paro changed. Paro said, get out, get out. Maybe Shalach Paro to him. He says, you know what it means is? It means that God says, it's not the guy in Washington. It's HaKadosh Baruch who put in his head what to do, what to say. He says, he told said, I think that's the biggest, okay? He comes to the desert. He comes to the desert, he meets Moshe Rabbeinu. Come inside. I want to teach you some Torah. Let me tell you something. He says, you heard about splitting Yom Suf? You heard it wrong. He says, I heard it wrong. What happened? He says, that's why I tell you what happened. Amitra went in the water. You came on the other side. And the water, so-called, washed out the Egyptians. He says, Ari, no. If you read the Torah, it didn't happen this way. What happened? He says, after Amitra crossed Yam Suf, then Yam Suf closed. After Yam Suf closed, then the Egyptians ran inside the water. He says, listen, I could talk about the boat tsunami, and in 1 minute wiped out all the Egyptians. Hashem did not do it. What did Hashem do? Hashem first let Moshe take all of himself to the other side, whatever it means. Then the water came back. And then the name Mitzrayim Nasim Likato, to emphasize, the water came back, and the Egyptians seized the Jews on the other side, and they go into the water. I said, why are you going into the water? Don't you understand? Those people crossed on the dry land. Now the Yam Suf, the ocean is back. Where are you going? This is just to show you what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. Well, how did he pay them back? That Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the will of the person. This is the whole thing is the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he changes your will and you have to agree with his will. I said, that's what Yitro did not understand. Yitro thought, you know, splitting arms with me, Yam Yisrael went, came out of the fight, and then the Egyptian went inside, and all of a sudden the water jumped on the Egyptian all time. Moshe said, no, come inside. I want to teach you. I'll tell you something he didn't know. He didn't hear the news well. It didn't happen this way. He says, first it just crossed, and then the water came back, and then the Egyptian went inside. And it's hard to go inside. He says, the water to go inside? I says, yeah, that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his will in the person. He says, that's the way Hashem put his will in Paro's head. He says, at the end, Paro will send you out. Hashem so-called forced him, so-called, not to let the Jews go, just to send them out. He says, I want you out. It's a place up in Shemaim, it's called Echal Raton. It says, before you pray Shmoneh Esrei, you should know that's what you have to aim. It says, when you want to, you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, I want this. It says, what you have to have in front of you. It says, Aril says, this so-called salon upstairs, this living room, it's something very nice, it's called the place of will. It's called Echal Raton. It says, before you start and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything, it says, you have to first say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I'm here to do your will. I hope that's what you want. You want to heal this person. You want to give panacea to this person. You want to do this. This guy did this. I hope it's your will. It's not that you sit in the room and you beg for yourself and for others, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, give me this. It says, you're not even going to give it to you. But that's not what he wants. If it's not what he wants, it's not going to be good for you. That's why this is what we say, really. Rabin says that's really the explanation of the sentence. Sometimes the sentence of Farnasa, Poteach et yadecha, must be al chol chai ratzon.
So Hashem opened his hand, Potech et Yadecha, open your hand, you're opening your hand. Umasbiya al-Khol Chai, you give everybody what he needs. It says Ratum. What does it mean? And he says, that's the covenant you should have. Hashem gives panosah to everybody, but he gives it from his will. Not because, so-called, you pushed him and you backed him and you asked him, and so-called you forced him to give it to you. This is not panosah. It says you hope and you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives it to you from this place, it's called Ratzon will. It says this is called Ratzon Yireah Be'aseh. We say in Ashrei Shevetecha, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the will of the people that see of him. No, this is not, that's what it does mean. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to the people that have fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they Hashem give them that thing that they want with his will. Not that he gives them because they fear of Hashem and they beg Hashem. That's not it. He said you should know the key really to get to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to emphasize it, is Yom Kippur. The Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says that Motzei Yom Kippur a person can go home, because the Gemara can hear a bat kol in his ear. That's the sentence in Sefer Kohelet. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha v'shtei yinecha. It says go home, go eat your bread, go drink. Ki ratza Hashem et ma'asecha. Hashem wants what you had done on Yom Kippur. It's the Dari, when Yom Kippur is sent for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you know, I need the forgiveness. You know, I'm never going to do this again. You're not going to do this again? How do I know? Can you find me? Can you guarantee I'm not going to do this again? It's the Dari, very simple. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, from now on, I'll do what you want, not what I want. This is the Teshuvah. Teshuvah means not you just regret what you had done, you regret that you did not do his will. So Motzei Yom Kippur, you hear. You know, Hashem said, you know, go home, enjoy the food. Hashem so-called wants what you had done to him. It says, Zadari, people go home, Motzei Yom Kippur, and says, Baruch Hashem, if I need to, how did you fast? Perfect. How was the tefillah, the chazan? Excellent. It says, how do you know what happened in Shamayim? Maybe Hashem said, 2 more days, I'll see you upstairs. How do you know? It says, the Gemara, go home, eat, you know, Motzei Yom Kippur, Seudah, meal, drink, mod meal. There are people died the same night of Yom Kippur. They died. You in Sukkot, they died. It says, that's 50, maybe we should make the following year, after you survive. But he says, no, you don't understand. He says, if you have this concept in your head, that from now on you do what Hashem wants, that Hashem tells you, listen, go. I know you're not going to do any more sins, because from now on you're going to do only what I want. So you're going to be sinless for sure. So this is really what Yom Kippur is all about. That's what it says in here, to have Imam Mokhrad, the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, the next day, Yitro comes to him and says, hey, mister, what are you doing? Moshe says, listen, I'm judging everybody. Yitro said, hold it. Today is after Yom Kippur. You know what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is a day that you say you want to do what God wants. Go ask God if you do it right. Don't tell me that you can do it, that you can judge everybody. I know you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can split Yamsuf. You know why he split Yamsuf? Because Hashem wanted it. You know why he took Israel out? Because Hashem wanted it. He said, listen, ask Hashem if you should be by yourself, or better off you go and appoint judges. It was right. Because his head runs all the time on this kind of path. I want to do what Hashem wants. So he's right 100% through the whole time. So the Torah, listen, that happened the day after Yom Kippur. It says, on purpose. And this really, you should know, Aryan says, the first thing Moshe comes down, before he sits down over here, he tells him about Shabbat. On Shabbat, says as well, you should know, on Shabbat, this is the key. That you will be able to reach that level to know what Hashem wants. He says, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do whatever you want, but I don't know what you want. Who should tell me what? He says, the Zohar, you know, the first condition, the first direction is Shabbat. You have to keep Shabbat. Especially Shabbat afternoon, that usually people are already tired from Shabbat, already put the shorts on, they want to play basketball, they say they take it easy, you know, they take a nap, you read the newspaper. Those who are saying, the afternoon is the most important part of Shabbat. It's called Rava de Ravin, says the Zohar. It's called Reton HaRetonot. That is the time that Hashem, says the Zohar, tells you what He wants. And then, if you do it, and you keep Shabbat very well, Hashem, then on Sunday you get up, and says, I know, Hashem wants me to sell, Hashem wants me to buy, Hashem wants me to move, Hashem wants me to get married, Hashem wants me to do this. Is it all the things that you're going to do during the week? It's so-called the fruits of Shabbat, especially Shabbat afternoon. I'm telling you, you should know, this is the secret of Megillat Esther, you should know. Megillat Esther is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you His will. She says the Gemara that Mordechai was standing by and asked the people, the Jews, don't go to that party of Achashverosh. Don't go over there. 18,524 Jews, says the Gemara, went to the party. They went to the party, Mordechai stands over there, fast 7 days, begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I know what's coming, I know what's coming. Haman is coming because of the party, says the Gemara. Says, on the 7th day, this was Shabbat. On the 7th day, say the Chachamim, okay, come to say, they say, it was Yom Kippur. Those are the 2 days that you know what Hashem's will is. You know what Hashem's will is. It says, happened to be on the 7th day, this was Shabbat. Hashem drank wine. Hashem drank wine. It says, why is drinking wine? It says, because it says the Gemara, Masilat Rabin, if you drink wine on so-called the right quantity, then wine, if you behave, the wine will open up your brain. You know what Hashem's will is all about. Says the Megillah, you know Achashverosh drank wine. You know that's the secret of the Kiddush on wine. Abdallah preferable on wine. And this is Brit Milah on wine. Bidona Ben on wine. Chatunah on wine. Pesach wine. Moadim wine. Purim wine. He says, what is the wine? It says, has to be that the wine that you make, that you buy, has a special power in it. That you drink up to a certain point, it says, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin, you're not drunk, but you're a little high. And that moment, if you behave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you what he wants. It says, to Achashverosh, at that moment he drank wine, it was Shabbat, and Yom Kippur. It says, Hashem's will is coming. What Hashem's will? It says, since Mordechai prayed and fasted, Hashem said, you know, Achashverosh, why don't you call up your wife? Try to present your wife to the people, how beautiful she is. And from this will come the tragedy. This is just to show you what it means, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thought in the beginning he's going to make a party, this is going to show off with his party 187 days. This is true. This was your will. The Megillah will tell you then what is Hashem's will. Hashem's will is to bring Esther in. And that's what the Megillah will tell you. It starts with wine. It doesn't matter the food. The Megillah is not a history book. It doesn't matter what the people ate 180 days. But people drank wine. Because the wine is the thing that is going to show you exactly what Hashem's will. Hashem's will penetrate inside your head and you'll do what Hashem wants. It says Hashem wants you to do these things. It says the end. He himself, Achashverosh, will decide, here, I will drink, I'll join the crowd. You'll drink, and you will say, let me call my wife. And that's going to end of the life of Vashti, and going to open the door for Esther. And this is the key for the Haftalah, for Megillat Esther, for the Chag Purim. Again, says Narib, this is just to tell us, this is the mitzvah to drink wine on Purim, this is the mitzvah to drink Arba Kosot, this is the mitzvah of the wine, this is the mitzvah so-called that you know that it's going to lead you, that your life should be run by this idea. I want to know what Hashem's will. You stand up in the morning, that's what you have to say. I'm here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, I'm alive. He says, now, what you want me to do? Not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, I'm going to my office, and I'll do Milcha for you, I'll do Avit for you, and you know, I'll do Bikat HaMazon for you. This, whatever you do is very nice. But doesn't mean the rest of the stuff that you do it was agreeable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he wants it or because you begged him and you decided and you want him to agree with you. So the idea is that he is the one that should run your decisions and you should comply with his will. Not that he should comply with you. The secret of success of Svacha is not really, this is what he has Parashat Yitro. Since Parashat Yitro is not to tell you about who was Moshe's father-in-law and he came and he criticized Moshe and he heard this, he heard this, it's not important. It's not the Torah. It's not even a history book. It's just a guideline before we got the Torah so you should know what is the purpose of our life. Is to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say in Shacharit, Avat Olam Aftanu, Amad Avtem Elibeinu Bina, Lavin, Laskil, Lishmo, Lask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Toratecha, he says, what do you want? Because that's you will. You will I should study Torah. You will I should keep the mitzvot. Then, by doing it, I will know you will. I know what you want. If I know what you want, that's, of course, I'll never do I'll make a mistake. I'll never do a sin. That's what the Gemara says. You know, when they came to our synagogue, that's the only time it says they were united. It says every other place in the Torah and in the history was no such thing unanimous. It says all the Jews agreed. Never. It says the Gemara once happened before our synagogue. It says only why before our synagogue? Because at that time only, HaKadosh, this is what Torah tells you about Yitro. It says that time only, Am Yisrael, only everyone just wanted to do what Hashem wants. It's not, you know, I do this is my party, and this is my representative, and I hope God is with me. He says, I hope God bless America. He says, first you have to do things to comply with Hashem's will. He says, before Har Sinai, before we got the Torah, Hashem so-called directed us into a situation that we all just decided we would do what God wants. So he can have parties because we all agree on the same thing. I said, whatever Hashem wants. So we all will have the same idea in our head. If that's how you think, I said, I want to do what Hashem wants. And he said the same thing. I want to do what Hashem wants. So he will not have something else in his head. He says, if that's what the direction is, Hashem will put in everybody's head to do the same thing. He says, I do what Hashem wants. He will do what Hashem wants. This is one unit, one party. He says, that's before we got the Torah. Hashem was in twice, you know? But Yichan, Shabbat and Gilad, says, at that time, once happened, because at that time, all of us were trained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he wants. And that's the introduction. That's what I tell you, Yitro. I said, Yitro, Kohen Midian, Kohen Moshe. Yitro was a priest. Yitro is Moshe's father-in-law. And what do you expect from this guy? So Hashem said to Moshe, don't underestimate this guy. This is the real guy. That's what he has in his mind all the time. Doesn't matter if he believes in Hashem, or he believes in Buddha, or he believes in any other religion. He says, the religion means that my superior has a will. I want to do his will. Not he's my superior. He should help me to do my will. It says, if it's not his will, and you have a belief, you should know his will, that's what should go, because this is the right will. It says, if you do what you want, and he agrees with you, it's just because you pushed him, because you begged him, not necessarily it's a successful thing. It says, he did not want it. He agreed with you, but you only want. To be with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means, cancel your will because of his will. And then the Mishnah said, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will cancel all the things against you.